for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, I'm Rabbi Brian. I'm glad you're listening. And if you have a moment, could you swing to iTunes and give a comment about the Religion Outside the Box podcast? I had no idea that this is something that's important to have done. So if you could please just put in a comment, that would help a lot. All right, today, if life gives you lemon, make lemonade. And, well, I'm as happy as I want to be, aren't I? Two spiritual religious spurious thoughts. Life gives you lemon, make lemonade. And I can be as happy as I want to be, right? I control my thoughts. Let's start with the second first. Yeah, you can control your thoughts to a point. Similarly, you can control your breathing. Like right now, I'm going to choose to breathe in through my nose. Now I'm going to choose to exhale through my mouth. Right, you can control your breathing through your nose or not. And you can control a lot of things. You can control if you're blinking. Blink five times right now, right? You can do it. One, two, three, four, five. We can blink. If I gave you the challenge and I said, I want you to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth for an hour. Or I want you to blink exactly five times at the start of every minute for an hour. You could do it. But chances are you wouldn't do it well. Why not? You're not practiced at it, right? You're going to get lost and confused. Well, similarly with our thoughts, right? You could change your thought, but you're not practiced at it, and you're not going to get good at it instantly. And then that brings me to something else. The people who practice with their thoughts, we call them meditators, none of them are really trying to practice to be happy. They're practicing letting their thoughts just be and being where they are. So maybe we should take a tip from the experts on that one. Which brings me back to, if life gives you lemon, make lemonade. Well, that's easy to say if you also have a pitcher, some ice, some water, and some sugar. But if life gives you lemons, who wants lemons? But have lemons. That's what you got. Sadness, disappointment, they're the opposite sides of joy and gladness. Without grief and sorrow, there's no happiness. It's the flip side of a coin. You can't have a coin with no backside to it. We have to have sorrow in our life. We have to have fear. We need to learn to live with these things. With lots of love, I'm Rabbi Brian.